Welcome to Life Planning 101, brought to you by Kennedy Financial Services of Eastland. Tune in every Monday morning at 8:30 on KATX, and again on Saturday morning at 9 on KATX and KWBY as Angela Robinson joins Terry Slavens to share important financial information to help you live life on purpose. Insurance, investments, estate and tax planning, and much more. All covered now on Life Planning 101.
And welcome into Life Planning 101 right here on KATX as well as KWBY. I'm joined now by Miss Angela Robinson. And we have a special guest with us today as well. I'll let you introduce him.
Well, we do. And what a great topic we've got this morning. I'm excited to introduce our special guest here in a minute. But what we're going to be talking about today is really the base
of that life planning pyramid that we've talked about so much on the show. And, you know, so many times we've mentioned that, you know, your pyramid, your life planning pyramid is much like a real pyramid, like the pyramids of Giza, and the strength of those pyramids that have been there for thousands, tens of thousands of years, and how they've resisted all types of environments. And the reason why is their bases are so strong, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you think about it, if something happened to one of those bases in one of those pyramids, what would happen to the whole pyramid?
Kaboom.
Kaboom. It'd crumble.
Mm-hmm.
It'd go down. So, you know, your life plan is much like that. And you've got to have your solid base. And we've talked about these things. Emergency savings, you know, making sure depending on whether you're a single family earner, joint family earner, whatever it is, having the proper amount saved up. Your legal documents, you know, not only for when you pass, but if while you're living. You know, have you thought about those things, taking care of yourself in an event that you became incapacitated for 3 or 6 months? How would you be taken care of, right? And then not to say the least, and what we're going to focus on most importantly this morning is your risk management plan, also known as your insurances or your self-insurances, right?
Yeah.
And a good thing that we can all understand is, you know, if your house burnt down today and you didn't have insurance, would that be devastating to you?
Absolutely.
What would you do? You know,
I think it would even if you had insurance, you know, imagine
right.
If you didn't.
Exactly. And you know that most people, if they had a retirement plan saved up, they'd probably have to dip into that mm-hmm. severely to get to that. If they didn't have a retirement saved up, then really what would they do? They may be destitute, right? So, you know, having that proper risk management plan is extremely important. And I know a lot of people are really coming to realize this with the health insurance environment that we're in and these high deductibles and making sure you have enough emergency savings and all of these things. So, you know, it's really important for us to think about those. So, you know, just consider some things here. You know, how much could you afford if you got sued for someone tripping over your water hose in your backyard? Have you thought about that? Yeah.
I don't like to.
Right? Is it important to protect your assets or reduce the stress for your family if someone needed long-term care assistance? Right?
Absolutely.
Is that important to you? How much income would you like to provide your family if you were to die? Something were to happen to you? You know, have you thought about if you were to die and you're retired that you're going to lose one of your Social Security checks? How are you going to replace that? Or, you know, what if you're getting your estate in order and, you know, you're thinking about what it's going to look like? And are you okay paying Uncle Sam 40% of the estate taxes that are on your estate? That's an ugly face, Blakeney.
This is all we need to be Facebook Live right here. Like,
That's right. That's right. So there's some severe cracks that can happen in your foundation and just disrupt everything that you've worked really, really hard for. So, you know, where does this come into play? Well, you know, when we're looking at a life planning, we do it holistically, right?
Mm-hmm.
We ask for a lot of information, and we start digging through what we call all the gaps and overlaps and holes. And, you know, we can honestly say for the last 28 years of being a planning firm, we have never seen someone come in that didn't need to at least tweak their insurances.
Yeah.
Think about that. 100% of the people that have come to us. Someone didn't need to at least tweak it.
At least make some kind of change.
That's right. Yeah. So it's very, very important. And that's why we're going to bring in our special guest today. And that special guest today is my dad. I'm very proud to have him on the show with me. He actually, he got his start in banking, but he went into insurance not long after that. And it was property and casualty insurance. And he taught classes on insurance. He actually taught other agents. So he's got a very vast background in this. And this is something we look at a lot because it's your home, your auto, your liability, the things that you do every day and every you don't think about. And it's very, very important to your overall plan. So when we come back, you don't want to miss what he has to say.
Okay, we'll be right back. And it looks like we're going to take a holistic view of your insurance. Take a look at a holistic view of your insurance.
That's right.
Life Planning 101 right here on KATX and KWBY. Yeah. Welcome back into Life Planning 101 right here on KATX, KWBY. And I'm joined, of course, by Angela Robinson.
Yes.
And she introduced her Faja.
Yes. And I'm so excited to have him on the show with me. He actually gave me the date. He started in property and casualty realm of insurance, 1978. Wow. So that's a long education, Dad. But thank you, Jim Kennedy. For those that don't know, your name is not just Dad. But we appreciate you being on the show and look forward to hearing what you've got to say. I know, you know, you've got some stories that are just invaluable here and where they've been a significant change with people's lives when it comes to their home, their auto, their liability, their business insurances. So I'll let you have the floor. Run with it.
Well, in 1978 seems like it might have just started yesterday in some days, and but it has been a long time ago, and things have changed a lot, but really I guess the need of insurance hasn't changed at all, and everyone needs that. And it's probably one thing that when people talk about insurance, they don't like to talk about it. They don't want to go to their agent and talk about it, and all they want to talk about is just what's it going to cost me. But that's really not what you buy insurance for. What you buy insurance for is to protect the risk that you have and what you can't afford to lose. And if you're an individual and you, like Angela said, your house and your cars are so important to insure those. And we've had many, many times where we've reviewed clients' insurance on their liability. And liability is when you run over someone, and that's when you hurt someone, when you put them in the hospital, or in the worst case scenario, you disable them for life or even kill them. And then all of a sudden you're responsible for that loss. And if that were to take place, what's it cost for that person's life, that disability? And where people fail with their insurance is they don't know what their liability needs are. And we always look at it as we want to make sure that you protect your assets, protect your net worth, because if someone comes in and takes every penny away from you, how can you make it then? Mm-hmm. And that's what the court system does if you don't have coverage. In the state of Texas, you have to have liability insurance. That's the law. And if you don't have an adequate amount, then that's where the lawyers come in and sue you, and then they want more money. So one of the things that we like to review is to find out how much liability insurance that you might need. And too many people carry too little of insurance because they're trying to save money. In the same way on your house, you can't afford not to have your house insured, and you'd want to have it insured, but you want to make sure that house is covered in the event that you lost it. Well, as Angela said, if someone gets hurt on your premises and they sue you, the liability side is even worse than the loss of the physical damage of your car or your home itself. So what can you afford to lose? And, you know, you can't afford to lose your future. And so you want to make sure you protect that. And when you look at liability insurance, you might want to make sure not only you're protecting what you have today, but what you may have in the future. So you could have a windfall coming about that maybe someday you might be worth $1 million, $2 million, $5 million. Well, you know, if you can't pay that lawsuit today and you're at a loss and you're guilty of that, then they just have to renew that lawsuit. And then someday when you get that money, they can come back and get it. So it's much better to have the insurance company fight for you than you have to go out and fight for yourself. So make sure you have adequate insurance.
And you had mentioned one time on that, I thought this was probably my biggest aha, is when you were, if you're subject to a suit, the attorney really doesn't even care. They just send out a discovery. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I always like to tell this story that, you know, you go into a lawyer's office and you tell someone that you just had a wreck and that you got run over, and the lawyer says, well, give me the name and address of the person that ran over you. And they send a letter out to them, and it's called a discovery letter. And it comes back, and they see that the person that ran over them, now they see that they've got quite a bit of money. And the attorney may look at the the client that came in and says, I think you've got a good claim. Tell me what happened. You know, they're not going to sue somebody or go after someone that doesn't have money.
Yeah.
But if you have money,
it doesn't matter what
happened. It doesn't matter what happened. They're going to try. See the dollar sign. They're going to come after you. So the best thing you could always do is have adequate insurance. And a lot of times you don't like to talk to your agent about it, but your agent is a professional person that needs to be reviewed in detail and make sure that you have adequate liability. It's very, very important.
Yep.
And of course, you want your vehicle covered. And if it's automobiles, make sure everybody in the family's covered. There's been many times that people don't add their kids on, who's going to have the wreck?
That's right.
Yeah,
Yep. Well, when we come back, you're not going to want to miss it. We've got more from Mr. Kennedy about your property and casualty. And we have a little trivia that we're going to have at the end of the show where we're going to be giving away a free holistic insurance assessment. Don't want
to
miss it.
Awesome. Stay tuned to Life Planning 101 right here on KATX and KWBY. And we're back here on KATX and KWBY, Life Planning 101 in full swing.
Yes, and boy, do we have a topic today. We've been talking about your property and casualty insurance and how important this is when it comes to your overall life plan. You know, one of the things we do in great detail is just looking at this holistically on your needs base. And so we've got a Twitter poll this week at KFS Life Planning. Answer us. Have you had a holistic review of your insurance needs? We want to know, yes or no. So you've kind of given us a lot of information, Dad, Mr. Kennedy, on the holes, the gaps that we see when it comes to especially liability coverage on your property and casualty insurance. Why is this? Why is there such a big gap here that people are missing and don't have?
Well, I think it's the fact that they don't tell the whole story to the insurance agent as to what they need, and maybe the agent doesn't know the questions to ask because they don't know the person. But you know, insurance is a contract, and a contract says they agree to pay, and every contract has holes in it, and we call it Swiss cheese. So you know, the big print giveth, the little print taketh away, and when you think you have insurance, you may think you have enough. But you didn't realize that you needed more insurance to protect those assets. And those holes can be huge. And financially, they can be extremely huge. We had a business owner that we told him that he needed to carry $1 million umbrella, actually about a $5 million umbrella policy. And he kept procrastinating, putting off what he needed to do. And I got a call on a weekend, and he had just ran into the back of a car. And it was a lady had stopped on a toll road, stopped dead still on toll road, hit her, and had three, four children in the back seat, no seat belts, and it actually cut off one of the child's legs. And so, you know, in Texas, if you hit somebody from the rear, you're at fault. No matter what. And you're expected, you know, to be able to control your vehicle, you know, but on a toll road, would you expect a car to be? And this was somebody that was here illegal that shouldn't have been driving, yet they were at fault. He says, what do? I did not get the liability insurance. And so.
And his business was fully exposed as well.
His business is exposed. His personal liability is exposed. Everything he had was exposed because he didn't do what needed to be done to protect those assets. So that's a big hole. So even though you think you know what you have, it is extremely important that you review that insurance liability to make sure that you are covered, not only personally, but also from a business standpoint. One of the big holes with business owners is they'll send their employees down to get a roll of tape or something in their office or something in their business, and they might drive their vehicle or they might drive a company vehicle, you know. And think about that. But if you're working for that employer, that employer is at risk because they don't have the liability sometimes that's needed to protect their assets, protect their business, protect them personally, and that employee gets hurt on the job. And if it's in their vehicle, they're just as responsible for it if it's in their own company vehicle. So, you know, there's liability endorsements that you can add to those policies, and every business owner out there needs to make sure that they protect their business by making sure they have the right liability. And liability is not just automobile. You know, it's workers' comp. Somebody gets hurt on the job. That's liability. You've got general liability. If you're in a store and you get hurt in that store, does that establishment have the general liability needed to protect that person that comes in, not only their employee, but their customer, their client, you know, and you've got medical coverage that needs to be taken care of. And that medical coverage a lot of times is undersold and they need to have that on every policy. And
yeah, and that is something you're always saying, look, that doesn't even cover enough to get them to the hospital in an ambulance.
That's right. So that's really very inexpensive insurance. And it's a way to get your prices down, but it's not the best idea to cut those coverages, because if you have to go to a hospital, which usually if you get hurt, what do? You go to an emergency room. Well, emergency room is automatically more expensive. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that you've got enough medical coverage that's going to take care of that. And back on automobile just for a second, but a lot of people underrate uninsured motorists. It's uninsured, underinsured. And so you want to make sure that you have enough underinsured and uninsured motorist in the event someone hits you that doesn't have insurance. Because how many times does someone run a red light or stop sign, or maybe they're driving illegal and they have no insurance? Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden you're a victim and you have no coverage for medical, for going to the hospital, for being off work, for being disabled, you know. And the uninsured motorists will take care of those things, but don't short yourself on that. Make sure you have enough coverage to take care of your losses, because that's extremely important.
Yeah, and one thing when you say that, you always say, do you think as much of yourself as you do of someone else?
Yeah.
And that's a very good question. Yeah, but, you know, when we're looking at all these, and sometimes it's interesting, and believe it or not, this is something we do a lot of, is help people with their deductibles and just switching a couple things, which is actually more cost effective for people.
Yeah, one thing that you can do to save money on insurance is raise your deductible. And I always ask someone, says, how many claims have you had in the last 3 years? And if you had none, you probably won't want to raise your deductible, because what you're doing is you're paying a premium for that difference in deductible. So in other words, you could be saving that premium. So if you want to carry a $250 deductible, you're paying for that to have a lower deductible. Whereas if you carried a $1,000 deductible, you know, it would put money in your pocket. So if you're a safe driver, conscientious of the rules, the laws, and making sure that you need to do what needs to be done to protect yourself when you're driving, well, raise your deductible up. And guess what you can spend the difference on? You spend on liability coverage, which is really more important. And that way, if you get sued, you've got more coverage on the liability side. So you might take your minimum coverages of $25,000 and be able to raise them to $100,000, or $100,000 to $300,000, or $300,000 to $1,000,000. So, you know, it sounds like a lot of money, but think about how much money you make in your lifetime now. You know, $300,000? No, you're going to probably make $1,000,000 or more. So guess how much liability you need. You know, there's potential of loss there that needs to be covered. And again, so many times we try to shortchange ourselves because we're trying to save a buck. Well, we could end up owing that much money to someone because we didn't buy the insurance we needed.
That's right. It's interesting. We see commercials all day long about save money on your home and auto, save money on your home and auto. And the truth of the matter is when people come back with a $1 million umbrella, I can't believe how cheap this was to buy this. But they're not buying it to begin with, because all they're doing is shopping off cost.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's just very important. Again, you really need to have an expert look at your insurance, review it, because just like every other business that you're in, you're an expert at what you do. Get people that's an expert in what they do to be able to review what you need and ask you the right questions. That's important, because you know you don't know the questions that need to be answered, but the people that sell that insurance to you, offer it to you, they know the questions, and pry for those questions so you can give them the right answer so you can have the right coverage.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Kennedy, Dad, for being on the show and all your experience. It is very informative. And, you know, and it's interesting. Everywhere we go, we tell people this is a service that we are providing. They are like, really? You do? No one does that. No one looks at that. And we feel like it's probably one of the first things that should be looked at. And we do that when we bring on a client. We look at the base of that pyramid and we start figuring out, is there holes here? And a lot of people say, well, how do you do it? Well, that goes back to our life planning concept of getting to know you better than anybody, right? Mm-hmm. Because your insurance agent doesn't. And that's the unfortunate part. And they may not even know the right questions to be asking you to get there, right? So if we're looking at your current situation, we're looking at your future and your goals and the things that you need to accomplish, your family, your business, your employees, how your business operates, your feelings about risk, about the ladder, everything, right? And your family dynamics, how all of it plays out. And then we combine that with what your plan needs to look like. It's a holistic view, right?
Yep.
And we identify from there what's working, what's not working, what's missing. And, you know, we mentioned earlier in the show, we have a lot of people that need to make changes, and it may be something as little as just cost effectiveness. You know, they're actually spending more money on premium difference than they could in 1 year and having a deductible of that size. It could be having that liability in full, or it could be a complete overhaul, because since they had a life change, such as a divorce, we've actually seen this, a divorce in their life, they hadn't changed anything. And so, yes, so there could be massive changes that need to be made, right? So we've got some trivia today, and we're going to be giving away a free holistic insurance assessment. And what we want feedback on, and we're going to do this via email. So email us at lifeplanning@kennedy-financial.com. That's lifeplanning@kennedy-financial.com. And here's the question. What percentage of families have we worked with over the past 28 years that needed to tweak their insurance? Is it 50%? Is it 80%? Or is it 100%?
Am I eligible?
Nope. Get typing fast, though. Get typing fast. Free holistic insurance assessment. A first response that we get is going to get that. And don't forget to let us know on our Twitter poll. My name is Angela Robinson with Kennedy Financial Services here in Eastland, Texas. Jim Kennedy with Kennedy Financial Services here in Eastland, Texas. We hope everyone enjoys our show. Our whole purpose every week is to help people live life on purpose. We hope you have a great week, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for Life Planning 101, brought to you by Kennedy Financial Services of Eastland. Tune in every Monday morning at 8:30 on KATX, and again on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock on KATX and KWBY for more Life Planning 101.
Advisory services offered through Smart Money Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Carlton & Associates, Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Kennedy Financial Services, Incorporated is an independent of Carlton & Associates, Incorporated and Smart Money Group, LLC.